Hello Gemini, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, July the 15th, and the whole week ahead. Well, with the moon in Aries linked to Venus, the goddess of love and beauty and all sugar and spicy and nice things in your sign, this is a lovely day to do precisely what you want. As long as there's a bit of magical entertainment. Love, of course, is very much is Venus's domain. So love what you're doing or love being loved. All around, it's love. Here's your Sunday stars. With the moon in Aries, now you can either, you've got one of two options. Oh, because you're a Gemini, you could have both of what is happening today. Best of both worlds, if you like. Concentrating on plans for the future, but realizing something may be going pear-shaped, and in which case, let it go. And also friendships, becoming a member of a club or a group or some kind of organization where you're not just a member, but you can make new friends too. Here's your Monday stars. Difficult day. Venus in your sign squaring Neptune. Now you need to look this up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Venus in Gemini in the first house, squaring Neptune in Pisces in the 10th. The danger here is deceit. And it could well come from people around you. People who withhold information, don't tell you anything and everything that you need to know. And that is the problem. Be very wary of people around you who are just not telling you the truth or telling you nothing. Here's your Tuesday stars. Here's a better aspect for you. Venus in your sign linked to Jupiter. This is fun. This is frolics. Very different to yesterday where there was a cloud of confusion. Today it's lightness and brightness. So if you're a Gemini who loves to travel, for instance, who is creative and artistic in their outlook, this kind of aspect is very optimistic and very positive. If you set your stall up now, trust me, people are going to want to buy what you've got to offer. Here's your Wednesday stars, your ruler Mercury, in fine fettle with Saturn. When Mercury and Saturn work well together, then the mind is very, very sharp. It's a rational mind, a pragmatic mind. And for you, this is a perfect time to mix with people who have some degree of importance or professional expertise. So if you're going to get to know people in the neighbourhood, make sure it's people who know who they are, what they're doing, and maybe they can help you. And here's your Thursday stars. Mighty Mars now moves into Leo. Now this is the beginning of a brand new 2-year period of changes in your lifestyle. Mars is an initiator, which means that if you put your best foot forward, if you want to do something, then you need to be proactive now. Don't rely on others. It's up to you. You now need to focus on things that you want to do to change your life. And here's your Friday stars. The sun square to Uranus can be quite dangerous. Dangerous to the point it's extremes and it's quite fanatical. And what you've got to be very aware of now is money and financial matters, which can easily fall under the charismatic spell of this aspect. How will it happen? Other people. Other people can come up with the goods or come up with suggestions or come up with things which look so good, but they're extreme and they're OTT and could cost you a lot. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.